Okay, thank you very much. I would like to change the program a little bit because it might be nice to give the audience an opportunity to, for 5 or 10 minutes, ask you some questions. Who would like to be the first? Who dares to be the first?
Thank you. I basically have two questions for you for your presentation today. The first one is about the duration of your research, your presentation. Another one is about the scope. In your presentation, I saw that you mentioned MySpace. MySpace is dying, if not dead, and you still mention that. And all of your quotes is without date. So I wonder,
What is it? I didn't hear.
without date, the quotes.
Without date.
Yeah.
Okay.
So have you ever thought about that? From when? What was the duration of your research? Is it very dated or is it very updated? First question. Second question is about the scope. You mentioned like PVDR or Honglink, but you also considered opinions from the right of the political spectrum. Two questions.
What are you, which one are you referring to with the letter question? I didn't get what you were referring to with the letter question. So,
Oh, the
which chart
scope.
or,
The
which chart or
scope.
which,
On your presentation, you mentioned quite often, as we can see from here, you have PVDR, which is Labour Party here in Netherlands. Another one is Honglink, even left, even lefter.
But that was just mentioned on
Yeah.
one chart.
And but I haven't seen you mention anything, the opinions from the right.
Well, it
Is
was
that
not,
sort of imbalanced?
No, I mean, it was not about opinions of these parties. I think the chart you're referring to was showing how often people Twitter about politicians of these parties. So the chart that, because that's the only chart that actually carried Dutch party names, so I think you must refer to that one, actually also mentioned Geert Wilders. He was just less present. I mean, I can show it to you if you want, but I mean, they are on, it's a complete list of parties. But I mean, to answer your question, because I mean, some of you might now think that I get in defense mode, but I'm actually not. I mean, what you're saying is, okay, what's the duration and what's the scope of your study, or of the studies that you present? A couple of comments to that. No study I have talked about is older than 2008. Now you might say 2008. You know, it's like developing so quickly. What's 2008? Well, the thing is that you have to consider the publication process in science, which is a kind of, you know, sometimes, no, I mean, actually the studies on the Obama elections are coming out now. They are coming out now. And that is because it takes up to 2 years until an article is reviewed, accepted, and actually put to press. So I don't claim for myself that what I present to you here today is the status of today. It's the status of today that we know. And that is a subtle but important difference. And with regard to the scope, I completely agree with you actually that you know, much more should be done. But actually, what you have to see is that, for example, this study about the Netherlands was the first representative study on the use of these forums in the Netherlands. It's the only one I can present. It's not that I was lazy and, you know, skipped the others, or they had findings that I didn't like or something. But I have to stick to what's there. But you know, to end on a more optimistic or positive note on this issue, this actually makes it a great research topic. So you know, if I look at the increase of panels at international conferences on this topic, it's incredible. Like the main conference in the field a couple of years ago had no, had one or two panels on this topic. Now it's much, much more. And but I mean, some of the questions that I raised in the end are so interesting and so relevant. Like, for example, how to conceive political participation today? Like, does it make sense, you know, the way it's measured in these studies? Sometimes I think it's not, but then it's a great research field to actually come up with better solutions. But it's just not there yet. The field on this topic is much behind the popular discourse.
My name is Małgorzata Poskaczewska. I'm a journalist and also I'm editor-in-chief of the website of the Polish community here in the Netherlands. And at the very beginning, when you talked about three perspectives optimist, pessimist, a skeptic. I thought I would be in the third group, but now I think I am more to the switching to more to the optimistic side of the spectrum, because I think what's the speed of the change is quick, and what the internet is doing is mobilizing people, and ordinary people, grassroots people, so involving as a horizontal. And TV and radio were not. You also get interaction from people. So I think the participation will be only increasing, but then everything goes about the quality of participation and the content. But my second remark is things are evolving very rapidly. There are new things happening. I will give you an example which struck me very much. As there are a lot of anti-Polish reactions on the Dutch websites, where there's an article on Polish migrants, there are a lot of, or the Telegraph, for example, there are already some, within one day, 200, 300, 500 reactions. Most of them are negative. So somebody suggested to me, let's make an action on the internet. And the meaning was, let's write as if we are Dutch, in Dutch, very positive reactions, you know, to have interaction within the readers of the posts. So it's something new, and I think in the near future there will be even more and more, you know, innovation. So we cannot look into the future, but I think the impact will be very, very big. Thank you.
Yeah, I think what you describe, where you basically manipulate the comments, reminds me a little bit of booking.com and hotel.com, when you book a hotel, and you know that the hotels themselves write positive reviews of their own hotel and then the angry responses. But no, it also opens up new research fields. For example, what we started doing is we were so far always interested in how does news content affect political attitudes, opinions, behavior. But we now have, for example, launched one study where we basically test the effect of comments to news articles on readers to kind of see does that have an impact on how people think, so that basically citizens affect citizens rather than the media, having an impact on citizens. So you're right; it's of course a very dynamic field, and some of these things to research you can hardly foresee because the development is so fast. I'm also not in the pessimist fraction. I think I'm in the skeptic fraction, leaning towards a positive outcome.
My name is Bruno van den Elshout. I'm a photographer. Thanks for the interesting presentation. I wonder how much of your research can actually be valid if the underlying definition is still under debate, the one about what is political participation. I think it's very difficult to make resounding conclusions if that basic point is not clear. I also wonder, you qualified the graph of Twitter by age cohort as abnormal. I'd be very curious to see an overlay of the age distribution of people participating in the French Revolution. It may sound very abstract and far away, but I think it shows remarkable similarities. Then I wonder how much use of social media was actually applied while collecting the data. If you have been using social media to conduct this type of research, and the third question would be, where can I follow you to stay updated?
Three questions. Let me respond. I brought up the political participation issue myself, so I think. The thing is not that these studies are not valid. The thing is that you have to kind of see how a study has operationalized this concept and then kind of, interpret it accordingly and not kind of, come to grand conclusions saying, these media work or they don't work with regard to participation. But you have to be very clear and also, when you communicate about this, like what is kind of then meant with participation. So in most of these studies, there's a distinction between political participation, which is more like traditional, old school, I go vote, I'm a member of something, I sign a petition, and then kind of more civic engagement, which are, you know, things you do online, you know, you pass on an email, you know, with a certain content or these kinds of things. But I think, you know, as long as you're clear about how within a particular study it is defined and how that relates to others, I mean, that's just all you can do. I'm not in the, I don't have the power to say from now on, folks, follow me, political participation is this, and now for all times it's clear. That is how research works, that, you know, there's a debate, there's a discussion, and in the end, you know, there will be standard measures, but they're not there yet. Should we stop doing research until that moment? No, because we will not get to a solution if we stop. Before you intervene, second point, French Revolution. Absolutely. The chart with the age distribution was, of course, meant to say that this is a young phenomenon, which is not bad. Like, why would it be? I mean, in fact, it's good because, you know, the biggest concerns we had democracy-wise was always that young people are not more involved. So in a way, you know, you can almost say it's good news that, you know, if there's something happening that maybe has a slight effect, well, then it's good that it's happening in that cohort. Nevertheless, it's not evenly distributed, which is not meant to say that it should be or has to be. It's just something to take into account when we think of the reach or the scope of the phenomenon we're talking about. And last point, we have, of course, not conducted this study via social media. That's what people do, you know, for a BA thesis because they don't have money to collect data, and that's completely fine. But this is was collected as a representative sample. It was computer-assisted web interviewing. So basically, to include also people who have no internet access, like these. What was the point? What doesn't make sense? It's a representative sample. Of course, it makes sense because if you only ask people who already are using these things,
I don't say anything.
That's a biased sample.
I don't say that only.
But it's a representative sample. It's just by basic rules of statistics. No, it does. It does. It's representative of the Dutch population. Because, you know, the problem is that most kind of small-scale studies kind of ask people from the age of, like, 18 to 25, and they conduct the survey on Facebook. That's rubbish. That's big rubbish. What you have to do is, if you really want to get to conclusions about, you know, the overarching kind of scope of this phenomenon, you have to also include my grandmother, and you also have to include people, you know, who are not young and technically savvy and, you know, have 5 email accounts. And they are, yeah, but they are included. It's a representative sample. It's just by laws of statistics.
Well, maybe this is something to discuss about when we're having a drink. So I've had a number of people from this side of the room, but I would like to ask one person from the other side of the room. Otherwise, we get more remarks about left and right, and I don't want that. Anybody here who has a question? Yeah?
You're walking towards me, so I'll ask.
Well, if you want to.
Have you ever heard of Marshall McLuhan?
Sure.
Because it may be useful to integrate that in, but maybe it's also for the drinks, maybe to discuss. Because it's a long story. Because he basically is talking more about how media is influencing us on a psychological, cognitive level. And then that's a step in between. And after that, you get the actual political influence.
Yeah, it's a McLuhan perspective on this.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense.